It's happening right now while you're sitting there munching a snack, getting ready to immerse yourself in a fictional escape. Guess what? It's not fiction, and there's no escape. The walls between the human world and fairy are coming down, and I hate to break it to you, but these fairies are so not Tinkerbells. If the walls crash completely, well, you'd just better hope they don't. If I were you, I'd turn on all my lights right now. Get out a few flashlights. Check your supply of batteries. I came to Dublin for two things. To find out who killed my sister, and to get revenge. See how easily I can say that now? I want revenge. Revenge with a capital R. Revenge with crushed bones and a lot of blood. I want her murderer dead, preferably by my own hand. A few months here, and I've shed years of polished southern civilities. Shortly after I stepped off the plane from Ashford, Georgia, and planted my well-pedicured foot on Ireland's shore, I probably would have died if I hadn't stumbled into a bookstore owned by Jericho Barons. Who or what he is, I have no idea. But he has knowledge that I need, and I have something he wants, and that makes us reluctant allies. When I had no place to turn, Barons took me in, taught me who and what I am, opened my eyes, and helped me survive. He didn't do it nicely, but I no longer care how I survive as long as I do. Because it was safer than my cheap room at the inn, I moved into his bookstore. It's protected against most of my enemies with wards and assorted spells, and stands bastion at the edge of what I call a dark zone, a neighborhood that has been taken over by shades, amorphous unseelie that thrive in darkness and suck the life from humans. We've battled monsters together. He saved my life twice. We've shared a taste of dangerous lust. He's after the Shisadu, a million-year-old book of the blackest magic imaginable, scribed by the Unseelie King himself, that holds the key to power over both the worlds of Fae and man. I want it because it was Alina's dying request that I find it, and I suspect it holds the key to saving our world. He says he wants it because he collects books. Right. Lane is another story. He's a Seelie prince, and a death by sex fae, which you'll be learning more about soon enough. The fae consist of two adversarial courts with their own royal houses and unique castes, the light, or Seelie court, and the dark, or unseelie court. Don't let the light and dark stuff fool you. Both are deadly. However, the Seelie considered the unseelie so deadly that they imprisoned them roughly 700,000 years ago. When one fae fears another, be afraid. Each court has their hallas, or sacred objects of immense power. The Seelie hallas are the spear, which I have, the sword, the stone, and the cauldron. The Unseelie hallas are the amulet, which I had and the Lord Master took, the box, the sifting silvers, and the highly sought-after book. They all have different purposes. Some I know, others I'm not so clear on. Like Barons, Vlaine is after the Shisadu. He's hunting it for the Seelie Queen, Avil, who needs it to reinforce the walls between the realms of Fae and Man, and keep them from coming down. Like Barons, he has saved my life. He's also given me some of the most intense orgasms of it. The Lord Master is my sister's murderer, the one who seduced, used, and destroyed her. Not quite Fae, not quite human, he's been opening portals between realms, bringing Unseelie, the worst of the Fae, through to our world, turning them loose and teaching them to infiltrate our society. He wants the walls down so he can free all the Unseelie from their icy prison. He's also after the Shisadu, although I'm not certain why. I think he may be seeking it to destroy it, so no one can ever rebuild the walls again. That's where I come in. These three powerful, dangerous men need me. Not only can I see the Fae, I can sense Fae relics and hallas. I can feel the Shisadu out there, a dark, pulsing heart of pure evil. I can hunt it. I can find it. My dad would say that makes me this season's MVP. Everybody wants me, so I stay alive in a world where death darkens my doorstep daily. I've seen things that would make your skin crawl.